Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. The Prime Minister is standing up to violence against women, announcing a national cabinet meeting this week to address the issue. Anthony Albanese has told the crowd at the No More rally in Canberra there needs to be systemic change.
On Wednesday morning, I will convene a national cabinet, has been agreed with every Premier and Chief Minister. We'll talk about what we can do, including as part of the national plan to end violence against women and children.
Similar rallies have been held around the country today demanding an end to domestic violence. There's been chaos in Sydney's west, with a family facing their second nightmare in just 2 weeks. Shots were fired into their Blacktown home last night, narrowly missing five people inside. The terrifying incident comes after a previous attack on the same property. Faraz Tahir has been honoured alongside all workers killed or injured on the job at a memorial service in Western Sydney. The Pakistan national lost his life more than 2 weeks ago while working his first shift at Westfield Bondi Junction. Six people died in the attack. Meanwhile, a teenager is facing court after allegedly threatening staff with a knife during a robbery attempt at a Perth shopping centre. Yesterday's incident at Caranub sent shivers down spines a little more than 2 weeks after the deadly Bondi Junction stabbings. Witnesses described the scene as chaotic, with a store-wide code brown announcement triggering panic. Thankfully, no one was injured. American Brendan Steele has emerged victorious at the LIV Golf Tournament in Adelaide. He held off a late charge from South Africa's Louis Oosthuizen, winning by a single stroke.
This is amazing. The fans treated me so well this week, and I really can't say enough great things about the golf course and the fans and the whole country here. It's just been fantastic.
Audio there from Seven. Matt Jones was the best of the Aussies at 14 under, and the Suns have emerged 37-point winners over the West Coast Eagles.